This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. The all too familiar tune that indicates we're in the end of the week. Not the end of our lives, but although this week, maybe it felt a little bit like it was the end of a certain part of our lives. The lovely and talented Mercury going retrograde, thank heavens. Next week, I think by this time it's supposed to be out.
Wait. I was going to say, it's not in retrograde right now?
No, it is in retrograde.
Oh, it is. Okay, good.
Very much in retrograde.
Okay, yes, I was going to say, if it's not yet now, we're in real trouble next week.
Right, yeah, no, it's out next week. Hello.
All right.
All right.
You got me nervous.
So we have the stories to discuss here on the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm going to goad her into all kinds of things about her favorite presidential candidate. And then there are others that we can talk about as well, because that is the nature of the news talk business in most circles, many circles anyway. It's all about political talk and conversation. So we get to the list, and we have Jay Kirshner here to bring us into the focus of what some of the social media responses to questions that she asks on the Good Day program every week. So those will be here for our conversational purposes as well. Thank you very much for participating. All of our social media can be reached at Good Day Networks. Pretty easy to do that, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter. We're kind of ignoring X. How much are you using X on your morning program on KRLA, Jen?
I use it. I have a really hard time calling it X. I say Twitter X now. It's still Twitter. Yeah.
Twitter I X. Like Twitter X better than X, formerly known as Twitter, which is just way too many words.
That.
But if you type in X.com into your browser, it goes to Twitter, and then you look up at your browser address, and it still says Twitter.com. So technically, you know what? Twitter's not wrong. Saying Twitter is not wrong.
I put X in once, and I got to an X-rated movie.
I bet you did. Just one time for research.
Okay, Jennifer, calm down. All right, let's see the story list here. The Russian-Ukrainian war is number 10, China, and our drug crisis, fentanyl, mostly number 9. We've uncovered some very interesting, compelling, dangerous information that we should have had a long time ago, frankly, with regard to these guys. All right, the Supreme Court and the hearings, especially the January 6th case, but there's been a discussion, I think, Jay, probably every day this week we've had a different conversation on Good Day, at least, about some ruling from the Supreme Court. So that's, you know, again, January 6th is what seems to be on a lot of the political talk programs' minds, the hosts of the programs. The war in the Middle East between Israel and listen to the new launches. We'll be talking about some of the things that have happened in the last 24 hours as we do this program going into the weekend. Inflation, number 4. Mike Johnson and what's going on with him at number 5, thanks to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's see, Trump's case. Trump has a case. He looks awful. By the way, he looks like he hasn't slept for a month.
Really?
His circles, bags under his eyes.
His hair look wild.
Yeah, but his eyes look wild.
I don't know. He looked pretty good in Harlem this week with those little kids shouting for him. And I don't know.
Yeah, anyway.
We'll see.
He believes in makeup. You know that. The orange man.
And a tan.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Tan man.
Everything's better with a tan. That's what he says. That's his motto. And you know what?
That's it.
He's not wrong. You do look better when you have a little sun. But sometimes you go a little orange.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, there's that, and then there's what happened to my sister, who was a sun worshiper, and she got a bad case of really bad cancer that almost took her out. So maybe you look better with it, but that's not...
fake bait.
So bronzer is the way to go.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Just spray it on. All right, let's see. Israel and Iran and all of that stuff. So we got a couple of focuses on that. Anyway, those are the stories that have been on the top of the minds of people doing talk radio programs. The hosts is what the folks at Talkers, what they do is they listen around, obviously, to a lot of talk radio stations. They have connections to the people that are in the Heavy 100 list, and they listen around to those programs. And by the way, Jennifer is number 65 on that list. You've come down, what was it, 90 last year?
I think I was in the 80s or something last year. So 80s, I'm making big strides. Watch out. Yeah. 64, 2, yeah. 1, or 15. Watch out.
All right, people list. Bad Vlad is at 10. Xi Jinping Ping Dong is number 9. Alejandro Mayorkas, I didn't do it. Number 8.
I think we all believe he didn't do it. He didn't secure the border.
Janet Yellen is 7. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is number 6. His family. Did you see all that stuff in Philadelphia with a family? It looks, they sound ridiculous and just look ridiculous.
It's just so, the thing I don't know who advises the Biden campaign, but everything looks put on. It's just wild. I don't know who's doing it. Like, is it a PR person from,
the best part, of course, from my perspective, because I support him for the presidency, but he put an end to all of it very quickly by saying he didn't necessarily agree with his family, but he loved them all.
I know.
And so
he does.
That's the end of that.
For saying that.
Yeah, of course. Right. Exactly. That puts an end to all of it. All right. Speaking of putting an end to things, Marjorie Taylor Greene is number 5. She's going after number 4, Mike Johnson. What does she expect to gain, I suppose? Maybe I'll probe that with Jennifer, because I don't understand what she's trying to do. Anyway, Netanyahu is 3, Trump is 2, and Joe Biden's 1 on the people list this week. The chart's available both at gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com. So the Biden administration is working on a deal to forge diplomatic ties between Saudi Arabia and Israel, because they believe that Israel needs more powerhouse protection, if you will. And if they get the Saudis involved, maybe the Iranians will think twice. See, I don't think the Iranians are thinking at all, or the Ayatollah is. They're so full of hate that's all they can think about. All they can think about is destroying Israel. It's now Hitler Redux, if you know what that term Redux. It's the same. This guy is Hitler, and he should be treated the same as Hitler was. He should be destroyed. And yet we have these games that are going on every day, and now Israel has launched some airstrikes against Iran. And so what is that going to do? It was, I think the Iranians sort of wanted everybody to believe, okay, we took an eye for an eye because the Israelis hit us first, so we hit back at them, and all those missiles were shut down, so the Israelis should leave us alone. Well, the Israelis aren't going to leave the Iranians alone, because, and now I don't know whether this information comes from Israel itself, but the Mossad's pretty good at figuring things out. They knew that they were going to, and this is the black eye for Israel, because the Israeli government, or at least Netanyahu and his inner circle, knew that the Hamas attack had been planned for a year before it took place. So that's a black eye for them. But then, everything that's followed since then, the way the Hamas organization killed babies and women and stuff, that really set the world on fire, kind of thinking, what do we have here? And now we have all these protests around this week. There were people that were arrested at a couple of different colleges around the country because of these protests. So round and round we go. How did you approach this, Jennifer, on your morning? Jennifer, in addition to being here, is on KRLA in Los Angeles, which is the Salem station, referred to as The Answer. It takes a right-of-center point of view on most of the issues. So how did you handle that this week? Because you're pro-Israel. Most of us are. Mm-hmm.
We didn't. Honestly, I wish that I could say that we talked a lot about it. But there was so much going on that we didn't really focus on it too much. I mean, I don't think creating relationships, number one, for Israel is a bad idea. That's fine. I think we can talk about different ways. I just don't think that it's necessarily our position. As far as Netanyahu and his position in Israel, I think there are a lot of people out there who want to criticize Netanyahu, and I like him from the outside, but I would never claim to know what it's like to live with him and what he knew and what he didn't act on. And so I would leave that up for the people of Israel to decide who they want to support. I think it's really interesting when you get like the Chuck Schumers of the world demanding that they have an election. Like, I don't know. I don't know what the
it's none of his business. Feel. Shut the hell up.
Right. I don't know if they feel betrayed or not. And if they do, then I'm sure they'll work it out. But what I think is funny is that these leftists who want to remove Netanyahu think they're going to get a different result when it comes to the war. And the next party waiting in the wings to take out Netanyahu still supports their ability to defend themselves. The war is not going to change. And that's what I think a lot of people think, that like Netanyahu's just a warmonger. No, the people of Israel think that they should defend themselves.
Yeah, right.
Is the bottom.
So Schumer, Schumer is not exactly the most intelligent politician, because the base of his support as the senator from New York comes from liberal Jews that live in Manhattan.
He was the first Jewish person elected to the Senate, wasn't he? I mean, the highest ranking. Actually, that's what it was. I heard this week. Yeah. He, in history, is the highest ranking Jewish person in American history. So, like, you're a representative for people, whether you like it or not.
Well, I think Joe Lieberman was in that same catalog.
But I think because we put him there because Schumer's at the head of the Senate.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right.
That's why highest ranking. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Got that. Jay, you have some thoughts on this? You're welcome. And I wonder what we have. We got any social media comments from the Good Day listeners?
It's one of those things where there's room for like so many things to be true at once. The Hamas attack in Israel is absolutely heartbreaking. There are still hostages. There are still family members who have no idea where their loved ones are, what's happening.
Right.
There's still the truth that there's a humanitarian crisis happening in Gaza, and it is just so much unrest that has been going on for so long that is just so heightened. And then you have protests, people being fired for protests. You have the Google employees who were fired for protesting the
That's because you're not allowed to do that on work campus.
Which makes sense.
I looked into that.
Yeah.
And you had a lot of people protesting this week, shutting down O'Hare and shutting down the Golden Gate Bridge. You're not winning friends if you're shutting down traffic or shutting down an airport, I would say. But hey.
Well, it gets attention, but it's negative attention. It's not positive. Attention.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to
talk about what they're doing, not why they're doing it. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Coming up, social media items of interest, including your comments. You, again, can get to us on all the social media by just using Good Day Networks as our handle. It's now 18 after the hour on the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024, Bank of America N.A.
To my newborn baby boy. The day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
After the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of thoughts from the folks that matter in my radio life. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen. We now focus on social media because on the Good Day program, in this portion of every hour, we're focused on either gossipy things about people's names, the names of people that are in the social media top 10 list, and then there are other items. TikTok situation, as they this week doubled the ad spend to $4.5 million trying to combat the ban as Congress looks to fast-track legislation to push the company to divest social media. Nobody really understands. I shouldn't say nobody. I do. And I think some people who are actually thinkers do. But the impact of TikTok and how it is used, it's just, and I saw some more damning stuff this week. About, and that's maybe one of the things they're buying all these ads for, because they realize they're on the downhill side of the slope. The House has introduced another bill, legislation providing further aid to Ukraine. If signed, the law would give this company that owns TikTok 9 months to divest. See, this is what's so crazy. They had, what did I say? ByteDance.
Okay. Oh, just the company. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So here they tie this to aid to Ukraine. Instead of having a bill that you can wash on your own, they throw it into something else like anybody's going to pay any attention to it because of the big hoopla. And that's the purpose.
They're so desperate to fund Ukraine all the time. Like, this is what I don't understand. If people are not making money from this, why are they so desperate? Look, we could give money to Ukraine. We could give weapons to Ukraine. Why are we giving blank checks to Ukraine? That's just my question.
Yeah, good question.
I'm not against it. I want Putin to lose.
So how? But why is it tied into TikTok? That's what I also want to know.
So frustrating.
Yeah, it really is very frustrating. All right, here's another thing that's frustrating. A number of states experienced 911 outages this week. I don't really understand this, Jay. I didn't ask you when we were talking about this before. There's a telephone pole. Okay, so they installed a new telephone pole. Well, how did this affect 911? There's nothing in anything that I've seen that explains what happened You know, the light pole hit the wire. Okay, so how does this throw 911 out in a bunch of states?
For some reason, the emergency services just all went down temporarily, but like for 4 hours, I want to say.
Something fishy. No, there's something fishy there. Something
you
fishy.
You don't go down in four states. That's what is really weird about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's way over the top. Okay. We ask our listeners to, on the Good Day program, to tell us what they've been following this week, sort of to compare the list to the charts that come from talkers. So, Jay, what do we have from some of our people? Bonnie Meyer, what a great name that is.
Yeah, definitely following the tornadoes there in Iowa. So I feel like whenever there's significant weather in your area, that's going to take up most of the focus.
Your father said to me yesterday when he was getting home from his trip, that there were tornado warnings in Ohio. I did not know. Were they up in the northern part where you are?
Or Cleveland had a tornado watch. No warnings, though. Okay. No rotation. It's just a lengthy watch because conditions could be right for producing a tornado. And this is one of the things where I live, where I grew up, we would have tornado watches. Sometimes our county would have a tornado warning, but very, very seldom did rotation actually occur in our area.
Actually see a tornado. Yeah.
Well, it's
too far north. Too close to the lake.
It's so when my husband and I moved to Nashville and we actually were getting tornadoes, we were already so desensitized to a tornado warning that we weren't paying attention.
You're like,
oh, wait, no, tornadoes actually do happen here. Like,
did you put on your blue and white checkered dress and your red shoes?
Like put on the helmet and everything. My red sparkly shoes along with a helmet.
There you go. See ya in Kansas, Jay. All right, Jay and Jennifer and Doug continue on the Talk Radio review. Here's 28 after the hour.
What we used to call...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Iranian Security Council reportedly meeting after an Israeli airstrike early Friday morning. U.S. officials confirmed Israel launched an attack and explosions were heard in the Iranian city of Isfahan near facilities linked to that country's nuclear program. Airstrikes were also reported on Iranian targets in Iraq and Syria. Go against Google and get fired. USA's John Schaefer.
Google is firing 28 employees following protests over labor conditions and the company's contract.
contract to supply cloud computing and AI services to the Israeli government and military. CNBC reports the decision comes on the heels of the arrest of 9 Google employees for trespassing after staging a sit-in at company offices in New York and California. In a memo to staff regarding the terminations, Google stated, "Behavior such as this is unacceptable in our workplace and will not be tolerated."
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Before we get back into our top 10 stories and the people list that we discuss here, I don't know how many, this is sort of outside of the frame, but if you haven't seen the discovery of this snake from ancient India, the pictures from paleontologists who found this fossilized vertebrate, it was a snake from 47 million years ago. It was as long as a school bus. And it was the snake, it's the head of the snake. I mean, it is gross.
I have a heart attack with, like, a garden snake. I can't imagine a school bus.
Right. There you go. Okay, so now that I've set the tone for the next portion of the Talk Radio Review, Jennifer Horn is here, Jay Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen. We were talking about some of the news stories, been followed by some of our listeners. I noticed that Sherry Stevens says, "It wasn't until last night with Israel shooting missiles in Iran that I paid attention to that." John says Mayorkas, and he refers to it as treason. Jennifer and I disagree on this, not because he's not a boob or not because he's not doing a sucko job, but to take the time and the effort to try to influence, you would never, between now and the election, and hopefully Biden doesn't get reelected, you'd never come to a conclusion. So we've spent all this time just for, so the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats when it comes to stuff like this. There's no reason, everybody wants to impeach everybody, and it doesn't work. It's a waste of time, and more importantly, your money and my money.
I think the reason I disagree with that is only because it sends a message, because we know that this isn't just Mayorkas's
policy. Oh, come on, Jennifer, you're not going to be able to get it done, though.
No, but listen, I think you have to point out, I mean, by doing this, you've made the border the top issue. How many millions of people have come into the country in the last 3 years? I mean, you're looking at, people think anywhere from 7 to 9 to even more than that. Million people
of that course.
Are coming in.
But
so
trying to get rid of him doesn't fix it.
No, but what you're trying to do is raise awareness, and it's worked with the public, who now say that the border is their top issue, most cases, if you look at the poll. And that sends a message to the Democrats, who make this their policies of open borders. You've got to send them a message that this is not popular.
That's not the way
working.
To do it, though. Yeah, it isn't. Right. You just don't vote for Democrats.
How do you force people to see it? And you have to figure out how to get the media to cover it. And
you don't think people know that?
Ways.
It's the number one issue that most people who identify as Republicans tell you that the border security or insecurity is number one issue. And that's why they, other than the people who worship at the throne of Trump, you know, the number one issue is immigration. The Democrats have made it so by their lack of paying attention, or maybe they are paying attention. And as we suggest from time to time, the reason that all these people are being let in is because sooner or later, oh, it was the Democrats who let us in, so let's vote for the Democrats. It's that superficial, frankly. All right, let's see here. Colleen Smith says, I hope that Trump might finally get what he deserves. Okay, well, somebody doesn't like Trump. Donna says, 28 Google employees were fired after disrupting work, demonstrating the pro-Palestinian demonstrations. So what do we know about those two worms that run Google? Are they Sergey, what's his face, where's he from? Would anybody know? He's not a native-born American, I know that. I don't know where he's from, though, originally. Anyway, okay, so that's...
That freedom of speech does not impact your ability to either provoke and scare people, hurt people, or you can't do it on, you can't stop businesses from operating, which is why those people were actually arrested. They were beyond their First Amendment rights at that point.
Exactly. Right. And they got what they deserved, frankly. All right. So I want to go back to this business. And when we look at the situation with the Iran-Israeli war and Hamas and all that's number one this week. These demonstrations, there was a graduation, I'm sure you talked about this, Jennifer, because it happened at USC, a graduation speech by a pro-Palestinian valedictorian. The officials at the school intended to cool down tensions, so they say. Well, you know what? This is pox upon your house, because the more of this is done, it may not be what I think. It may not. I don't agree with a lot of this stuff, the disturbance that we were just talking about. But there ought to be a way for people, colleges and universities around the country, becoming more and more, if you want to use the word conservative, when it comes to points of view that don't seem to fall in sync.
I think it's communist. I think.
Well, whatever it is, it's wrong.
Here's what I mean. Just hearing the.
How did you approach this?
In a way that might surprise you. I don't like what this girl stands for. I am not pro Hamas in any shred of me. I am totally pro Israel. I think they should absolutely defend themselves. I support their right to do that. That being said, this woman doesn't agree with that. She earned the valedictorian spot. And the university said to avoid controversy, they weren't going to let her speak because they thought it was going to bring out pro-Israel protesters and then anti-Israel protesters. And they thought it would be a safety concern. And I'd say that's on you, university, to make sure that the graduation is safe. The girl earned her spot. She gets to give the speech. Campuses should be about free speech. And instead, what do? They squash conservative speech. Now they want to squash this woman who, because they think it's a safety concern. it should be that we promote free speech on campuses. That should be number one. And as much as I disagree with what she says and what some of her social media posts indicate, I stand next to her defending her for her right to say it. And the university should bring in extra security if they're concerned about what that might cause.
All right. One of the things that we, I don't know, Jay, if you want to...
No, I thought it was very well said and completely agree. She earned that spot. Yeah. She earned that right to speak.
Should be able to speak. Yep, I agree. All right. We asked a question on our social media about the news media blowing stories out of proportion.
That doesn't happen. Really.
It's laughable. Yeah, you know, you made, when you giggle like that, Jennifer, we all love that. But this is a question that we asked on our social media, and the answer, we're going to look at some of these people and what they said, but it's laughable because everything is being blown out of proportion and everything's being misreported and there's fake news everywhere. And you can thank social media and the new devices for all of that. I think we talked about this on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, Jay. I went into something about newspapers, local newspapers in the Midwest, and how they're disappearing right and left, and local news on local radio stations has disappeared for all kinds of reasons, mostly economic. But there's, you know, we spend so much money. If we subsidize PBS and NPR and their point of view. But why isn't there a subsidy for a local radio station that needs to hire more people to do this? Or, you know, so we're going to pay off student loans, but we can't subsidize people getting the right information? How's that settle with you?
Well, they don't want people getting the right information, right?
No, I mean, that's the thing,
is that the news media is very closely aligned with the political class, and so you get the information that they want you to get. I thought it was telling this week, just with NPR, that you had that whistleblower, Uri Berliner,
who came
out and said, hey, everybody here did not handle COVID right. They didn't handle the Trump-Russia story right.
They're biased. They're one-sided.
The Hunter Biden laptop story right. And he named names. And for his trouble, they said, well, we're going to suspend you for 5 days. So the guy resigned. And this is not a conservative that's doing this. He's just someone who supports journalism. I don't know where people go to get good, real journalism anymore. It's hard.
Very difficult. Yep. All right, let's see here. Melody says, let's not forget the War of the Worlds. That's an interesting reference. The radio broadcast back in the 1930s that pretty much put a stop to everything. It was on CBS. That's a great story in and of itself. So that was not, however, the news media blowing it out of proportion. News media reported on what the aftermath was when people took it seriously and thought it was really going on. So how much of that stuff might we have these days? Let's see here. Dennis DeCotte says echo chambers are a bad thing, speaking as an independent voter. What do you suppose he's talking about? The echo, the repeat of the same things on talk radio programs. It's the same talking points over and over again.
Yeah, when you listen to cable news and then you hear those same talking points on every channel you watch from every.
Well, it happens on radio too. Yeah, it happens on radio.
And then you turn on the radio and you hear it.
Yeah, it's the same thing. They all copy what. What's his face?
I just want to know who puts out the copy, like the memo points, you know? And it happens
Levin.
On the Republican and the Democrat.
Levin is the one who puts them out. Mark Levin is the one who puts them out for the Republicans. Let's see here. Jeremy.
I don't get my memo from him. Come on.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to be lower on the talkers list. You have to be in the top 50 in order to get it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Winfield says you can thank Donald Trump when it comes to exposing the crap media. People can hate him all they want, but they can't deny that with a straight face that he has an influence. Yeah, okay, I get that.
Well, he did. Trump did do the whole or alerted us to the quote unquote fake news stuff.
Yeah, but he's responsible for half of it anyway.
We knew about it, but he gave it a name.
He's responsible for half of it himself. Nikki Lanigan says, I think it's just easier to consume and hear. Like one of the other listeners said, there are more outlets and stories being repeated. Yeah, I mean, we're kind of saying the same thing, in essence, that the same things are said and they're repeated over and over and over again. Look at all of the news, this, like the Huffington Post, or I'll give you any number on both sides, of so-called news organizations. All they do is wrap up roll up stories that have come from other sources. So you become, you repeat yourself, and it's the same stuff, even though it's not right. Well, this one says it, and that one says it's there, so we'll repeat it. And that's how the stuff gets, the news media, if nothing else, is lazy. And so they don't really, there are very few people that really dig around anymore to find stories. And I think the biggest outrage, frankly, and we saw this reflected in some of the things that came to us, Jay, on our social media about Biden making plans for more student debt relief, some of the thoughts from our listeners. Let me see what this says. Completely disagree. My opinion, he's just trying to get votes. Okay, so that we've said that 100 times. I'm against the president subverting legislative process. So that brings up the question, how is this money? Where does it come from? That's the question. That's been the best question with regard to student aid. How, if the legislature, is, which is responsible for spending bills, says, no, you can't have the money, where does it come from?
And the court even told him that he couldn't do it. So a lot of people think that the rug is going to be pulled out underneath these people because the court will ultimately decide on this and it'll be overturned because he doesn't have the power of the purse. And so he needs Congress to act. He didn't get it. So he went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, you cannot do this. But he did it anyway and even bragged about it, saying the Supreme Court told me I couldn't do it, but I'm doing it anyway. And that's why I think people go, wait a second, because when you go back to the border for a second, he said, well, I can't do anything executive action-wise because the Supreme Court won't let me. Well, what is it? Do you listen to the Supreme Court or do you not? And that's where he looks kind of silly. But
well, it's not that he didn't look silly. He's a lawbreaker. He's wrong. Right. Meanwhile, we haven't talked about Taylor Swift's 11th album. How come it didn't make it into the top 10? Maybe because of number 11.
Number one.
I know it couldn't, right? We talked about it this week.
At midnight. It's still so new. It'll be a big topic soon.
So all of the eggs. Explain what the eggs were all about, will you, Jay? Because I never really got that. I only
like what an Easter egg is in general, or what her Easter eggs were.
I'm
not swifty enough to know all of those Easter egg stuff, but she does.
Yeah. Do you know
she
Jennifer?
Just dropped clues. I have no idea. I wish I knew. Right.
But see,
but we'll find
we're
out.
Talking about her. Yeah,
yeah,
she's like Trump.
She's out there. Yep.
She knows how to get the audience engaged. All right, ladies, hold on. 48 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we...
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level. Even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
After the hour, it's Friday, the weekend. We have questions and answers that will be directed toward one Tom Kreitler, Thomas Kreitler, Tommy the boy. I like Tom, and he likes me. Okay, listen, why not? So, Tom is a co-host with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. We heard a lot of the same stations that carry this program. So we focus on Friday because it is, okay, it's the weekend. We're going to do a lot of home improvement stuff. The weather's getting better. So one of our listeners, a guy named Clayton, wants to know whether or not there are any new paint and primer products, like paint and primer in one, that'll cover dark paneling, or is he still stuck with having to do it twice?
I think we need an attitude adjustment here, Doug.
You may be right.
Primer is not your enemy. Primer is your friend. Primer has all the qualities that makes a paint job stick and stay around for a long, long time and not peel and get disgusting. And paint and primer products in one, where we seemingly are advertising the fact that, yeah, you can just put on one coat of this stuff and you'll be good to go. I've had very bad luck with those. I don't believe in them. I don't think they work as well as we would hope, or they would sort of be, it would be suggested that they work. I think you're always better off with a separate primer coat. And with respect to priming over something that's dark, you certainly can tint the primer to the color that you want it to be. So if it's going to be light, you don't need to tint. But if you're going to go to a different color, you could tint. But you definitely should prime separately. And with paneling, I would say probably an acrylic primer would work well. So Kiehl's
been one of those good quality primers is what you need.
Acrylic means what? Translate the term, the meaning of the word.
Water-based.
Water-based, okay. Yes. All right. So we have the Money Pit podcast that is at your service. I'm talking to listeners now. It's also at Tom's his service. He's the one who puts all the stuff together. And so there are, if you go to moneypit.com/podcast, you can brush up on other tips as far as painting is concerned. People are getting to that because the weather's better. Houses will dry out. So what's the, let's say there's a big rainstorm.
Right.
And the house is wet. And the places where it's chipping, the wood itself is wet. How long, what's the ideal amount of time for sunshine to be able to fix the situation so you can paint and have the paint stick?
Yeah, you definitely don't want to paint over wet surfaces. And if it's like, say, cedar siding or something that's going to be absorbent, you got to work those dry days. You got to give it a good 1 to 2 days of sunshine to really dry out, or you're going to be one sad painter because the paint's not going to work. And so if you try to paint when it's too damp, the paint doesn't absorb. It sits on top, plus it mixes with the water. So not a good idea. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that just goes to show you, Doug, prep in all of its forms, including making sure you have dry surfaces, is really the most important thing. You know, we've been working a lot. I've been working a lot personally on a new kitchen. Well, not a new kitchen. Here's my new kitchen. 1960 cabinets, solid birch plywood. I mean, yeah. Strong. This is an old house I built. I bought. I actually found the original bill for the carpenter that built these cabinets.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
It was about $1,500. And this is a big kitchen. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I remember your kitchen. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we...
It felt like, you know, when I went into your kitchen, it felt like it was an old farmhouse. It was warm and inviting. That's what I've never thought about it that way, but now that you bring it up, that's what it felt like to me when I was in the
But the
kitchen.
Cabinets were in good shape. They just needed a redo. So so I've been working on repainting. We pulled the doors off, the drawers out, all the hardware out. We degloss them, which is a way of removing any old polishes or finishes, so taking the shine off. And then we used a high bond primer, which is a special type of primer, again, water-based, that is designed for very smooth surfaces. And it assures that the paint's going to stick. So that prep, the selection of primer, very, very important.
All right, we got a minute left. I want to go to the moneypit.com/newsletter for a tip on how to take wood out that's rotten and replace it so you can paint it. You know, how do you do that? What do you do?
So you want to think of this as sort of like filling a cavity. You want to pull out all of the loose deteriorated wood, and then you're going to use a patching compound underneath that. There's a number of different ones that are out there, but basically you're going to fill in that decayed area. And I use these that are two parts, A and B, and mix it together like a putty, and it hardens within a few hours. And when it does, you can cut it like wood or drill it like wood and sand it like wood or shape it. So it works very well.
Yeah. Cool. All right, moneypit.com/newsletter from the Home Improvement Program. Everybody listens to the Money Pit Show. Also, moneypit.com/podcast and the Money Pit Show itself. All courtesy of one Tom Kreitler here on the Good Day Program with some tips thinking about what you can be doing this weekend. 59 after the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.